the oath of office. The first presenter is Charles James.
Okay, come forward, Your Honor.
Yes, to the podium, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chief Justice, members of this honorable court. It's a pleasure to appear here today to present for application the Michigan State of Ohio, Mr. Christopher A. Beck of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I've known Mr. Beck for about 5 years now. He is already licensed to practice in the state of West Virginia and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He's been practicing altogether 20 years or so. And we have literally worked together on hundreds of cases in Ohio, many of which I've appeared on behalf of his firm in Ohio cases, and he's also been admitted pro vocatio on many occasions to argue matters in this state. He's a person of fine, outstanding character, and I found outstanding legal ability, and I believe he would be an asset to the bar of the state of Ohio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Louis Benedict.
I've worked with Mark Ciccarelli in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He's from Beaver Falls, Beaver, Pennsylvania, and is working at Kent State University at this point in time. I worked for him at the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry. I met Mr. Ciccarelli and worked with him two and a half years ago when I returned from Ohio back to my home state of Pennsylvania. I also worked for the 6th District Court of Appeals. For that, so, and I have known him. He's a fine, I'm a fine attorney. We've worked on many issues for the state of Pennsylvania, and now that he's in Ohio, I'm happy he's here working at Kent State University, and I would make an outstanding member of the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Bradley Kaplan.
Today, I'm here to present two of my partners, Jeremy Gibson and Alan Kaplan. Mr. Gibson, on your right, is a graduate of Indiana University undergrad and University of Michigan graduate for his law degree. He's licensed to practice in Kentucky and Illinois. I've worked with Mr. Gibson for the last 4 years practicing law. I tend to be not only an extremely competent practitioner, but someone of high moral turpitude. Mr. Kaplan, who is no relation to me, is a partner of mine also. He is a graduate of with a bachelor's and a master's degree from Northwestern University, a law degree from DePaul University, licensed to practice in Illinois, and has also practiced with me in Chicago at our firm's office there. Equally a competent practitioner and someone of high moral turpitude.
Thank you. Patrick Smith.
Good morning. I'm here to present Neil Kennedy. Neil's been a member of the Michigan Bar for 23 years, with Wayne State and also Detroit College of Law. His practice is primarily what I do, is represent physicians in medical negligence cases. I've known Neil since this last year. We represent a common client, and he does an outstanding job in representing doctors. He's been in our state a number of times taking expert depositions at the university. I think he'd be a good member of the bar here in Ohio.
Thank you. David LaRue.
It's a shock to your sick classmates that you may not
be. Mr. Chief Justice, Associate Justices, I'm here to present Jeffrey Rukiski. Mr. Rukiski hails from Weirton, West Virginia, right across from Steubenville, where I have my practice. I've known Mr. Rukiski approximately 12 years, and he's been practicing about 15 years. He's admitted in California, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, and we've worked together on many cases, and I would think
thank you. Mark Losey.
Thank you, Your Honors. I'm here to present Annie E. Turner for admission to the bar of the state of Ohio. I met Ms. Turner by way of introduction from a law public service, much as your honors, and the prosecution end of it in the state of Illinois. And after some personal tragedies, has returned home to continue to pursue the practice of law. And your honors, I think, will represent the profession extremely well and makes an excellent addition to the bar of the state of Illinois.
Thank you. Is there a motion that the applicants be admitted to the Bar of Ohio?
The applicants be admitted on application.
Hearing no objection, the applicants will be admitted upon administration of the oath. So the applicants will please come forward and come beyond the podium and face the bench. If you will, please. The oath will be administered by Justice Lundberg Stratton.
I'm going to say swear or affirm, and you can pick the phrase that suits you best. I state your name. Hereby swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of Ohio, and I will abide by the Code of Professional Responsibility in my capacity as an attorney and an officer of the court. I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect towards judges and court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations.
Congratulate you on behalf of the court and the Bar of Ohio. We have a very, very strong bar in Ohio. We hope it will be even better now that you've been admitted. Congratulations. Good luck. Marshal, please turn court.